Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, a recovering politician, to comment on a surprising Wall Street Journal poll about the presidential contest for 2024. The Journal writes, President Biden's political standing is at its weakest point of his presidency, with voters giving him his lowest job performance marks and favoring Donald Trump for the first time in a head-to-head contest. Biden lags behind Trump by 4 percentage points, 47 to 43, on a hypothetical ballot with only those two candidates. Trump's lead expands to 6 points, 37 to 31, when 5 potential third-party and independent candidates are added. Unhappiness with Biden, writes the Journal, is pervasive in the new survey, though much of it appears among Democratic-leaning groups who might still back the president on Election Day. Only 23% of voters say Biden's policies have helped them personally, while 53% say they have been hurt by the president's agenda. That is a very good evening to you. You have a career that helps me understand polling. This would seem a trend that's been in place for some time. No matter what the Biden administration does, the president's polls weaken, especially in terms of matching Donald Trump, whom he defeated in 2020. Is there anything in this that tells us, illustrates your general understanding of awful politics? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. First, I don't have a career. I'm a recovering politician. But I do have experience having dabbled in those fields and toiled in them for a bit. I think that, you know, I'm not a big fan of polls. They're very transient. They catch the mood at a time if you're lucky. I think there's always been some issue, especially as the communication revolution has proceeded, as to the willingness of people to talk to strangers and give their opinion in a poll over the phone, especially amongst conservatives. But in this instance, I think if I could hazard an educated guess, I would say what you're seeing is a lot of dissatisfaction amongst Democratic-leaning voters, and that they're expressing it to pollsters. With Mr. Biden. That doesn't mean that they're going to vote for Donald Trump. What they are doing is trying to get the message to the Democratic establishment, and in fact, in some ways, to progressive Democrats, that this may not be the best candidate to put forward, Joe Biden, and that they would prefer somebody else, and that it's not only more electable, but more appealing to them. And so the way that they can express that right now, most visibly, is by telling pollsters that they would prefer Donald Trump over Joe Biden, which is probably the most alarming thing that anybody who leans Democratic could say to anybody else.
The polling indicates that the president is weakening among his own constituency and among the independents. I don't think he started very strong among the Republicans. I puzzle if this poll tells us anything about the way the presidential race will go. You have for some time maintained very perceptibly that Joe Biden is not the candidate. Is this poll consistent with your observation?
Well, it's clearly consistent with it. Again, there are gradations of independence. I mean, some lean Republican, some are truly independent that can go either way, and some just preponderantly lean Democratic. So I'd have to break down those numbers even further if I looked at the poll. But in the final analysis, again, the Democrats clearly are not going to be putting their best foot forward by running Joe Biden again. They have other options out there, including Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, California Governor Gavin Newsom, and others that are not only younger, but also I would think that in some ways are more appealing than someone who was in the United States Senate or in Washington for over 60 years, the vast majority of his life. But when you look at it, it just just shows that the Democrats are the ones who are souring on Joe Biden. I think that the Republicans obviously are not going to be supporting Joe Biden. I think Republican leaning independents and true independents are not fond of Joe Biden. But the big question in this is, are the Democratic leaning independents, are the Democratic voters themselves, key elements of his coalition, souring on him? I think the answer would be yes. And we've seen this in other polls throughout the past months. And the question is, what are the Democrats prepared to, going to do about it? I still think they're going to wind up leaving Mr. Biden in the rearview mirror and sending him off as the scapegoat to carry all the sins of his maladministration over the past 4 years, which is exactly, I think, has always been the intention, is to have a kamikaze president that could do all these horrible, injurious, radical and dangerous Democratic policies, and then send him off and pretend that it never happened by running somebody new. As we go forward, too, it's also important to note that the Democrats clearly are going to wind up, it looks like, with the Republican nominee they most want to run against, which is Donald Trump. So I don't see that that the Republicans are doing anything but facilitating the ability of the Democrats to abandon Joe Biden and jettison him for a better candidate. Because the Republicans are almost stuck now with the least electable Republican they could have. And that is true. But again, there's also the question of when you look at this, the Republicans have done very little to change the actual mechanics of the election. I know there are some exceptions like Ned Ryan and others, but the Republicans clearly have not done much on the ballot harvesting end that the Democrats have done so well. The Republicans in some states have not changed anything. Like Michigan has had a fundamental change constitutionally of what you can and cannot do in elections, including private funding to government officials responsible for counting ballots. And these are the things the Democrats have been doing over the last 4 years and even during COVID. And Republicans have done nothing to counter them or very little to counter them. And I think that that's going to be something that a poll will not measure, but will have significant impact on what happens in 2024.
You mentioned Governor Whitmer. I have heard and I've read that Governor Whitmer is getting a very close look because Gavin Newsom, whom is regarded as a man who's running for the shadow campaign, Gavin Newsom does not satisfy identity politics. He also has a little problem of a $68 billion deficit in California, but that we set that aside. That Governor Whitmer satisfies identity politics. Is Governor Whitmer preparing to run for president, to your knowledge?
I remember the progressive wing of the Democratic Party remains the smaller wing. It may have more disproportionate influence. Identity politics, when push comes to shove, we've seen this in Michigan. Remember, John, when Michigan went to a redistricting commission, the biggest loser was not the Republican Party. It was African-American representation in the state House and the state Senate and in Congress. There are no African-American Democratic members of Michigan's congressional delegation. The only one that we have is Republican John James. So I think that the identity politics is basically just, it's only good to measure the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. So I think if Governor Whitmer's getting any attention, it would be because of what they're doing with the new Democratic majority here in Michigan. It would not simply be because of her gender. Newsom, of course, this could also be coming out of the Biden camp, trying to pit Whitmer and Newsom against each other so that they can create a sideshow and a distraction from the failings of the current Biden administration and its incumbent president. So there are so many machinations that could be at play. But in the end, I would not sell Governor Whitmer short just based on her, that she's being looked at just because of her gender. And I would also be very keen to see who's making those statements and what may be the motivations behind them.
And finally, about the political week, the awful politics. Three distinguished elite presidents of elite universities appeared before House committee and made remarks that were surprising and disappointing about anti-Semitism. However, this introduces the subject of the Democratic Party's divide over this subject and over the Gaza war. Votes from the progressives have decidedly shown that they do not in any fashion support Israel's right to defend itself and support the Palestinians in some fashion. I don't want to fill in the blanks. Just say that they're on the Palestinian side of the vote in Congress. Do you measure that this is in any way a hesitation for the Democratic vote in 2024, this development?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the injurious side of identity politics writ large. And I think that you're seeing a lot of Democrats recoil from it, from the extremist wing of the Democratic Party, from the diversity, inclusion, equity, the die cult, which actually has fostered this anti-Semitism and has seen it metastasize. In fact, it is identity politics and the DEI cult, the die cult, that is responsible for the appearance of, I think, the first time, the first real example that we've seen is institutionalized systemic racism in America is the left's anti-Semitism. And the failure of these presidents and the failure of these universities to deal with it and to deal with and to help remove the DEI commissars from the propagation of anti-Semitism and other social problems, I think is causing, again, Democrats as well as the general public to feel nothing but revulsion at what they're seeing today on campuses.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, American greatness. Why is politics so awful? I'm John Batchelor, and this is the Friends of History Debating Society.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.